please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I'm Sean Oak.
And I'm John Haley. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice. Hey, Sean.
Hi there, John. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So at some point, this still feels like wisdom that would have been passed down from an uncle. Did someone ever say to you, you know what happens when you assume, right?
I think I know where you're going with that, but I'm going to refrain from using that one bad word on this podcast. So I think I know where you're going, though.
Well, actually, I'm going with the assumption of VA loans. Get it?
You got me, John.
You know, this you can't pay for this kind of banter that you get on these episodes.
So today's topic is something that 4 years ago, you might not have even considered. But as we're all aware, the housing market generally, and mortgage rates specifically, have changed drastically since then. As a result, loan assumption is something that your buyers and sellers might be interested in.
So let's first start by talking about what loan assumption is. Well, as the name implies, it's a process by which a purchaser of a home assumes or takes over the currently existing mortgage on a home that they purchase. By assuming a mortgage rather than taking out a new mortgage, the purchaser is able to gain the benefit of the monthly payment and interest rate that the seller locked in when they purchased or refinanced the home.
Obviously, this means that when rates are generally low, assumption might not make much sense. However, when rates are high after a period of historic lows, assumption could save the purchaser thousands of dollars per month.
So while this may not be an option for a conventional loan, lots of other types of loans, including all VA loans, can be assumed. And because that's where we see this process most often, today's podcast is only going to focus on VA loan assumptions.
There are lots of requirements to take out a VA loan, including a requirement that the note holder or spouse be a veteran. However, you do not have to be a veteran to assume a VA loan. Though there are some potential consequences for the veteran if that happens, more on that later.
The assuming buyer is not responsible for most of the closing costs that were associated with the original loan. However, they will pay a funding fee directly to the VA, usually about 0.5% of the loan amount. If the assuming buyer is a veteran who would have those funding fees waived, then this fee will be waived as well.
In exchange for the assumption, the buyer will take on all of the liability of the loan. Any default would result in foreclosure actions taken against the assuming buyer.
So this sounds like a really great deal, and in some situations it definitely can be. However, there are a few items that make assumptions trickier, both for the buyer and the seller. For the buyer, it will often require a significant amount of money at the closing table to cash out the seller's equity. For example, if there's a $200,000 left on the loan and the house sells for $350,000, the buyer would need to pay the seller $150,000 at closing.
Sellers also can face some challenges in the assumption process. VA buyers have an entitlement, which basically means that the amount of loan that the VA will guarantee to the lender. This can significantly reduce or even eliminate the need for the VA borrower to pay a down payment. However, veteran borrowers have a finite amount of entitlement, and if they allow an assumption of their loan, they may not be able to recover an entitlement they used.
If the assuming buyer is also a veteran, they can substitute their entitlement for the seller's, which would allow that seller to have full use of the entitlement for future mortgages. However, if the assuming buyer is not a veteran, that entitlement will be locked up in the original loan until it's paid off. A seller can still obtain a new loan without that original entitlement, but it's definitely something they will need to consider when evaluating offers.
These are just the baseline requirements for assuming a VA loan. the specific lender often has additional requirements, such as creditworthiness and debt-to-income ratio for the assuming buyer.
If your buyer or seller are interested in pursuing an assumed VA loan, advise them to contact the lender who currently holds the loan. And if you have any additional legal questions, give us a shout on the legal hotline.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the law and ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.